Today is going to be a little different. You are used to taking big steps forward. But today we're going to talk about those times when small steps are more effective. Don't worry, you're still on track for recovery. But I also realize it's possible you're feeling overwhelmed by the thought of jumping back into life. Everything you learned yesterday about engaging with life and people and tasks is important. But it's also completely okay if you need to take some small steps to get there. For so long, you've been living in what I call your safe zone. Living in this place has allowed you to avoid your anxiety triggers. Although you feel less fear in this place, what you might not realize is that the longer you live in your safe zone, the more anxiety grows. The longer you avoid your triggers, the stronger anxiety becomes. Think about your anxiety cartoon character. Now imagine it growing 5 times bigger than its normal size. This is what happens when you live life within your safe zone. What's more, the more your anxiety grows, the smaller your safe zone becomes, until almost nowhere feels safe. This may be hard to hear, but it's so incredibly important. Recovery can't happen within your safe zone. It's possible to engage the world, just like we talked about yesterday, but to only do it in your safe zone, this won't get you anywhere. If you want to recover, you'll have to push against the boundaries of your safe zone and go uncomfortable places. Today, you're going to make a plan for stepping outside your safe zone. To help you make this plan, I have 3 questions for you to think about. It will take some time and thought to process these questions, so you might want to journal through them now or later today. The first question is, where is your safe zone? It might be your home, or maybe you only feel safe in places that aren't crowded. Maybe your safe zone has shrunk until you only feel comfortable in your room or your bed. Think about this for a while and have a clear picture in your head of your personal safe zone. Got it? Okay, the second question. What is your end goal? For now, just think of one goal. Think of the one thing in life that is most important to you that you want to do or accomplish. Maybe there's a job you really want to apply for, an event you really want to attend, or a person you want to approach. Think for a moment and come up with one clear goal to have in your mind. The third and final question is, what small steps will you need to take to get from your safe zone to your end goal? For example, if your safe zone is your bed and your end goal is traveling to Europe, it's likely you won't be able to reach this goal in one giant leap. Instead, you'll need to set smaller goals in between. First, you might want to venture out of bed and into your living room. Then another day you find the courage to walk down the street. After practicing that for a while, you drive 15 minutes to a nearby town. Eventually, you feel comfortable taking a weekend trip a few hours away. Next, you fly one state over. And finally, you have the courage to take your big international trip. Each small step gives you courage for the next step, until you finally reach your end goal. I think you get the point. Your task is to figure out what this looks like for you. What are the mini goals between where you are now and where you want to be? Write out a plan and work through each small goal one at a time. You may want to work on one area of your life at a time. Or if you feel up to it, take on several areas at once. Do whatever feels most comfortable for you. Once again, this process can take time, but with persistence, it will help you reach each and every one of your goals. You have done such an amazing job of sticking with this challenge and working towards completion of all 7 days. With that level of perseverance, I am confident you will get where you want to be. I'm confident that recovery is important enough to you that you will do whatever it takes to get there.